presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the 2013 Luplac Conference Tournament Finals. High school wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Regis of Pioneer Seeds.
The 120-pound final, Westcoat got an escape to start this period, and now in on a shot is Riley Northrup.
He's in deep on a shot, but you see, those of you that have seen Jordan Westcoat, very, very tough, blocky wrestler. His hips have become very heavy. He's got a wizard wrist there, fights that leg attack off completely, and now it looks like he might turn it into his own points. Oh, Westcoat there gets the two-point takedown with 4 seconds left in the period. That's huge.
A deep field will once again be chasing after a conference title, which Ord won for the first time last season. The conference boasts four teams in Class C's top 10 and Class B member Adams Central. Each one is in contention today for a Luplat title. All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first is a New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Dude and Larry Baker live from Gibbon right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, wrestling fans and sports fans of the Luplat Conference. Doug Duda with you here from Gibbon High School, where we are moments away from the 2013 Luplat Conference Wrestling Championships. We're without our sidekick, Larry Baker, today. Everybody knows the flu bug's been around. That's a big bug to knock down Big Larry Baker. So we're going to bring her on home for you today with what should be some outstanding matches here today. Off the top, unlike last year, where Ord won the conference championship, it is not in doubt here today. Adams Central will win your team championship. Second and third is still up for grabs, though. Adams Central enters the finals with 186.5 points and 7 finalists. Then it is Ord in second with 127, 5 in the finals. And Wood River is in third with 124, 3 points back, but they only have 3 finalists. Kearney Catholic is fourth with 87. Gibbon is fifth with 85. St. Paul is sixth with 64. Donovan Trumbull is seventh with 45. Ravenna is eighth with 33. Centura is ninth with 29. And with 17 points, Loup City Arcadia sets in 10th. Adams Central, 7 finalists, Ord 5. 4 for Kearney Catholic and Gibbon. 3 for Wood River and St. Paul. 1 each for Donovan Trumbull and Ravenna. One of the big stories of the day, we kind of previewed throughout the week that we thought we would have an outstanding match at 132 pounds in the final between Jordan Westcoat, the two-time conference champion of Wood River, and Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic. But Keating did not make weight this morning and had to bump up to 138 pounds, and that may give you an even more exciting match as he'll take on defending conference champion Eli Van Meter of Gibbon for the first time in their career. At 113, you've got Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic against Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. Roach is a defending conference champion at 13. Rodriguez won it at 106 last season. At 138, Keating and Van Meter. At 152, you've got Dusty Staub of Ord, number 2 in Class C, against Derek Lineski of Adams Central, number 3 in Class B. And at heavyweight, number 1 Clayton Lang of Ord will take on number 3 Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon. And we'll get it all underway. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. So keep it here. We're ready to get the finals underway in just a moment.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we're there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. Too hot, too cold, you're uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. In Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and St. Paul, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Back with you here at Gibbon. I want to thank Jeff Montgomery and the crew for all their hospitality, the outstanding job that they have done here to put on the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Meet. Of course, in just a little over a week, it's Lou Platt Conference Basketball. Don't forget Kearney High, Lincoln, or Southeast played last night. Kearney Fremont tonight, 5:15 on ESPN 1460. And we'll be back into more hoops action next week. And, of course, district and state wrestling here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at our finalist lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. At 106, Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic will take on Andrew Schilke of Adams Central. At 113 pounds, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic will take on Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. At 120, Dylan Pezosa upset Taylor Erpelding of Wood River earlier today with a pin in the semifinals, 4 seconds to go, and so he will take on Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central. At 126, undefeated Alex Hester of Wood River, ranked number 2, will take on Brandon Treffer of Ravenna. At 132 pounds, Jordan Westcote, of course, as we said, his only loss was to Adam Keating, who didn't make weight and bumps to 138. And so David Gross gets the chance here of St. Paul. In fact, Dalton Smith got upset by a late pin in the first round today, and Gross is the benefactor of that. He wins the semifinal over Leach of Ord, and so he will take on Westcote at 132 and have a tall task there. At 138 pounds, this was the most loaded bracket of the day. Adam Keating, who is now 29-2 from Kearney Catholic, will take on Eli Van Meter of Gibbon, who is 20-2. And that will be at 138. At 145, Charlie Svitak of Wood River will take on Cole Rosevet of Adams Central. Rosevet, the number 3 seed, beat Denon of Donovan Trumbull in the semifinals. At 152, Dusty Stahl of Ord will take on Derek Ledesky of Adams Central. At 160, Jack Berry of Adams Central will take on Cole Swoboda of Ord. At 170, top-ranked Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic will take on Adrian Banuelos of Gibbon. Last year, Banuelos wrestled at 182 and lost in the finals to Shambach of Ravenna. At 182 today, Kendall Oberheide, a freshman out of Adams Central, will take on Jacob Eckel of Gibbon. At 195, Chris Swoboda of St. Paul against Blake Bander of Ord. At 220, Devin Hernandez-Kronk of Ord will take on Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central. He's the 3rd seed. He beat Brady Husenfeld of Centura in the semifinals. And finally, at heavyweight, Clayton Lang of Ord and Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon. They will also be wrestling 3rd and 4th place matches as we move along, and we will keep you up to date on those as well. And we are underway. The whistles have blown, and we are ready for our championship matches here on Classic Hits 98.9, and we will focus on the 106-pound championship, 20-4 Alex Cantrell, the junior of Kearney Catholic, against 7-0 Andrew Schilke, the sophomore out of Adams Central. The consolation matches at 106, Wyatt Lane of Loop City Arcadia, Kalen Cumming of Centura, and now the 113-pound championship is also going on. Kearney Catholic's Damon Rodriguez, 21-4 sophomore, against Tom Roach, a 24-6 senior of Donovan Trumbull. And we've got our first points of the match here at 106 pounds as Schilke of Adams Central will get the takedown to go up 2-0 over Cantrell. And they have a minute 16 to go in the first period. Off the mat they'll come, so Cantrell will take bottom, both their first time in the conference final at 113 pounds, both still on their feet between Roach and Rodriguez. Now, Cantrell and Schilke are 1-1 against each other over here at 106. Rodriguez and Roach have not wrestled, and there is Rodriguez in on a shot, and he takes Roach straight to his back. And a minute to go here in the first period, Roach rolls through, but he's going to get a 2-point near fall, and Damon Rodriguez is up 4-0 midway through the first period here at 113 pounds. On the edge of the mat, Roach is trying to get off the mat, and Rodriguez yanks him back in. No change over here at 106. As Schilke of Adams Central riding out, going for a far arm bar here, trying to get that chicken wing. He's got the right arm, and he's trying to walk him around here to get the near fall. Get him on his back, get some back points here. But so far, Cantrell has countered. 30 seconds to go. Back over here at 113. Roach is in some trouble again. Rodriguez has got him turned on his back. He's got the three-point near fall, and he's got 15 seconds to try to finish out the pin. He's got the headlock in. 12 seconds to go. Rodriguez tries to adjust. He's not going to be able to finish it. Well, now he steps over. 5 seconds, and there's the pin. Our first champion is Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic in a minute 56 over last year's 113-pound champion, Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. And so Rodriguez will bring home the championship and finish at 22-4 at the end of this tournament. And Roach will drop to 24-7. In the consolation match here, Lane of Arcadia Loop City, a 2-1 lead over Cumming of Centura, 30 seconds into the second period. Our second period is about to begin at 136 pounds, and Schilke will have a 2-0 lead over Cantrell of Kearney Catholic, and Cantrell will be on bottom to start the second period. Our 120-pound championship will be Dylan Pezoza of St. Paul and Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central. But right now the third-place match between Taylor Erpelding of Wood River, who was upset today against Tristan Dock of Donovan Trumbull, and you would expect Erpelding to be able to roll through that one in pretty good shape. No change over here at the 106-pound championship. Cantrell cooked off the bottom of the first, last minute of the first period. Hasn't been able to get off the bottom here in the first 40 seconds of the second period. And a takedown by Erpelding over here at 120 pounds. He leads it 2-0 over Stock of Donovan Trumbull. Stock almost got the escape. In fact, they're going to credit him with the escape, and then another takedown by Erpelding, and he is up 4-1. He's got him on his back in the final 10 seconds here of the first period. Erpelding trying to finish things out here with a third-place medal after the upset earlier today. It's going to be 4-1, though, at the end of the first period, as he cannot get the pin in the last few seconds. He will get the near fall points, and make it 7-1 in favor of Erpelding over Stock. Back over here, we've got a potentially dangerous at the 106-pound final. And Cantrell got that chicken wing turned way too far back. And our official blows the whistle, says let's restart. It's still 2-0. Schilke of Adams Central leading Cantrell of Kearney Catholic with 45 seconds to go in the second period. In the 106 consolation, Lane of Arcadia Loop City, a 4-1 lead over Cumming of Centura. Although Cumming is trying to get out of here and possibly get a reversal in the final few seconds of the period. As they get into the third period, he's going to get credit for an escape, 4-2. Now Erpelding's going to finish things off in his consolation match with a pin. As he does that in a minute and 28 seconds, Taylor Erpelding, after being upset, will finish third at 120 pounds in the consolation. Still no change over here in the 106-pound championship. Schilke has ridden Cantrell the entire second period, and now he's outside on that hip. Almost would expect a stalling warning here on Schilke as Cantrell tries to make a quick spin in the final few seconds, can't get the job done, and there is no scoring in the second period. And so Schilke will take bottom to start the third, and he leads it 2-0 in the 106-pound championship match. 126-pound consolation, Quentin Rockefeller of Gibbon taking on Nick Lindblad, a freshman out of Adams Central. Back over here, Wyatt Lane of Arcadia Loop City has now got a takedown in the third period to go up 6-2 over Kalen Cumming of Centura. Damon Rodriguez won the 113-pound championship, a 156 pin over Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. So one final going on right now, and it's still over 106, where Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic has to find a way to score from the top against Schilke of Adams Central. And you have to wonder how long before maybe he just cuts it. And he may not have to. There's the escape. So Schilke will get the escape to go up 3-0, and off the mat they come, but that might give Cantrell his best chance. Schilke had a takedown in the first period. In the consolation at 126, Rockefeller has the takedown to go up 2-0 at the end of the period. 2-0 the score. A minute 10 to go in the 106-pound final in the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Gibbon, and Wood River. Adam Central will win the team championship. The consolation is up for grabs between Ord and Wood River. 3 points between the two. It will be Lindblad taking bottom of the 126 consolation, trailing 2-0 to Rockefeller. In fact, it was Rockefeller taking bottom, and now he gets the reversal, so he's up 4-0. Over here in the consolation, Wyatt Lane, 106, is going to be your winner over his opponent, which was coming in Centura, 6-2 the final. Now, Cantrell in on a shot, almost had him on his back. They come off the mat, and in fact, instead of getting Schilke to his back, there's not even a takedown awarded. And so they'll restart with 34 seconds to go. Cantrell was in on a good shot, and off the whistle, Schilke backs up, should be a stalling warning. Schilke's up 3-0, trying to survive here in the 106-pound final, and it's all at the edge of the mat. 22 seconds to go, and off the mat they'll go, and Schilke's 21 seconds away from a conference championship. The undefeated wrestler, now the 120-pound championship, Dylan Pezzosa, 9-6 sophomore of St. Paul, Dylan Gilliland, 16-12 junior from Adams Central, underway here in the first period. Back to the 106, just fending off any shot Cantrell can make. Schilke doing a great job, runs him off the mat, 5 seconds to go, and Andrew Schilke is going to come out of the two spot and beat the top seed. They were 1-1. They pinned each other, but this time it's going to be 3-0. Andrew Schilke of Adams Central picks up another conference championship for the Patriots by that 3-0 score. Now back over here at 120, Pezzosa of St. Paul and Gilliland of Adams Central. Pezzosa in on a great shot, but Gilliland with the counter. They're going to award a takedown and an escape, it looks like, after that flurry. Now Gilliland with the throw, and he puts him on his back. Trouble here for Pezzosa. Dylan, who got the upset earlier, is going to be pinned. And another pin for Adams Central. And because the score clock on mat 2 is not facing us, I cannot tell you the exact time of the pin. But Dylan Gilliland with a first period pin, and Adams Central gets 2 wins here in the championships. You're listening to the Blue Platte Conference Finals here on Classic Hits. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Farmers, when you're looking for new or used farm equipment, remember Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer. Oregon Trail Equipment is your source for new and used tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, skid steers, and lawn equipment. Need parts, service, or just some helpful advice? We'll take care of you. Search new and used inventory online at OregonTrailEquipment.com. Keep going and keep growing with Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer, with 7 locations throughout central Nebraska and Marysville, Kansas.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River, and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
And we are back here at Gibbon High School. Doug Duda with you on the Loop Lab Conference Wrestling Championships. And right now on the mat, we have the 132-pound final, Jordan Westcoat of Wood River, a 2-1 lead over David Gross, a freshman out of St. Paul. Westcoat, 29-1, has won back-to-back conference championships here in his senior year, trying to make it 3 in a row. And the first period will come to an end with that 2-1 lead. We'll give you a couple of other matches. And at 145, Charlie Spitak of Wood River and Cole Rosemit of Adams Central. And now they're getting ready for Alex Hester, Wood River, and Brandon Trepper, Ravenna, 126. So three championship matches going on simultaneously here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. And in on a shot here is Jordan Westcoat. He's got a good single leg on Svitek, or on a Gross, excuse me, at the edge of the mat, trying to sweep the other leg and get the takedown, but they're on the edge of the mat now. Westcoat will pull him back in, get that leg sweep, but again, trying to run off the mat is Gross, and he's about got the job done and losing contact with that shot is Westcoat, and they'll restart. Now over here at 145, a takedown for Svitek. Of Wood River, let me double check. I think we might have a confusion here on the mats. That's Hester taking on Ravenna's Brandon Trepper. He gets the takedown and the near fall. So he's up 5-0 here a minute into the first period. Hester, of course, undefeated senior, trying to bring home a conference championship, ranked number 2 in the state. He's got him stacked up, near fall points, but Trepper gets out of it. Now over here at 132. A restart in the middle between Leach and Rosefed in their third place match. In the 132-pound championship, Westcoat, a 2-1 lead over Gross, still on their feet, the neutral possession here late in the second period, while dominating his 126-pound championship is going to be Alex Hester of Wood River. He's got a good single wing in. And he is going to stand over, and that looks painful, but time is going to run out here before he can get the near fall points. And it's going to be 7-0 in favor of Hester after the first period against Trepper of Ravenna. Jordan Westcoat still leading 2-1 here, and we're waiting for what should be a great 138-pound match between Keating and Van Meter at 138. Still 2-1 here as David Gross of St. Paul giving Jordan Westcoat of Wood River all he wants in this 132-pound championship match. Eric Grossman of Adams Central, a 2-0 lead over Brennan Leach of Ord in the third-place match after one period at 132 pounds. Grossman with the takedown in the first period, and he will also select down to start the second period. 8-0 now after an escape to start the period for Alex Hester of Wood River. Hester 8, Trepper nothing from Ravenna early in the second period. And now to start the third period, it'll be Westcoat on bottom. And he's trying to put a little spladle here on David Gross. And he's going to get some near fall points as there was no scoring in the second period. And then an escape out of that. So Westcoat's going to get 2 near fall and lead it 4-1 as they're back on their feet. Alex Hester now up 10, now 13-0. He's about ready to tech fall Brandon Trepper of Ravenna in the second period, while Rosefed of Adams Central is up 7-0 over Brennan Leach in the third place match at 132. We'll update a couple other matches here for you in just a moment, but right now, David Gross trying to stay out of trouble here, and he's taken down one more time. With some near fall on top of it, it's 8-2. Westcoat of Wood River leading David Gross of St. Paul by a score of 8-2. With under a minute to go, Westcoat trying to improve to 30-1 and win his third consecutive championship. Meantime, over here, we've got a tech ball for Alex Hester of Wood River. He's going to win it 16-0 by tech ball over Brandon Trepper of Ravenna. And that leaves us just one match here in the first place, and that will be Westcoat cutting David Gross. He'll give him the escape because he wants to go in on a takedown here and try and get that 7-point lead. 8-2, goes in on the shot at the edge of the mat, and he's going to get credit for the takedown. And Westcoat is now up 10-2 with just a few seconds to go. Gives up an escape. It's 10-3. Coach Waddington and Coach Garfield say, get in there and let's get a pin. He's going to get in there and get another takedown. They know that all the points are important here as they try to track down Ord, and he'll take him down and let him go again. And off the mat they will come. And now, we get ready for what should be one of the premier matches of the day, the 138-pound final. Adam Keating, who's ranked at the 132-pound weight class at number 3, will take on Eli Van Meter of Gibbon, who is ranked number 4 at the 138-pound weight class here in the championship. Meantime, there's another throw as time goes out for Jordan Westcote, and that's going to wrap things up here. It looks like he'll be able to win this officially by a score of 16-6. Westcote is third consecutive conference championship for Wood River. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Now over here at the edge of the mat, Adam Keating in on a shot against Eli Van Meter, their first ever meeting. Kearney Catholic hoping that they could get a two-point takedown on the edge of the mat. That's not the case. They'll reset with a minute 22. This could be the championship of the tournament. 138, Adam Keating, Kearney Catholic, 26-2. One of those losses to top-ranked Jordan Westcote of Wood River at 132. Eli Van Meter, 17-2 senior. Van Meter won the conference championship last year. He did that at 132 pounds over Derek Lineski of Adams Central. And Lineski's in the finals at 152 against Dusty Staub of Orr. And there's a takedown. Keating at the edge of the mat, in on the single leg, and rides him off the mat. Keating with the early takedown. 58 seconds to go in the first period. Keating 2-0 as they reset. Two third-place matches. Eric Rosvet of Adams Central is going to win his match over Brennan Leach of Ord by Tech Fall. 16-1 will be the final there, third place at 132. Also going on, Kane Latovic of Wood River against Tyler Joseph of Adams Central for third place, 138 pounds. But back over to the Keating and Van Meter match. Van Meter on bottom, trying to get the bridge, now comes to his feet. If he can just rip that hand, he'll get the escape. Keating trying to slide down and hang on to the ankle, and he may lose an escape, and that could end up in a reversal. Van Meter knows if he could just get that leg out, he's going to get the reversal with 20 seconds to go here. Keating holding on. Both are on the mat. 13 seconds to go. Keating with the first period takedown has a 2-0 lead over Van Meter. 5 seconds to go. Now he's got him in the scissors, and time is going to run out. So Van Meter did everything he could to get out of there and could not get the job done. Keating a 2-0 lead over Van Meter at the end of the first period. At 145 pounds, Cole Rosvet, 15-8 senior of Adams Central against 22-7 senior Charlie Spitak of Wood River in their first meeting of the year. And they have locked up going for the up and under move there was Spitak. Couldn't finish it. Trying to go to the double arm. And now grabbing the wrist, Rosvet trying to make something happen. And back over here at the 138-pound match, Van Meter takes bottom to start the second period, and Keating with a quick tip here. I don't know that he's got a count, though, for back points. And they'll go back to Van Meter just being on bottom. And we got some blood. Our first blood stoppage, it's on Van Meter here. It looks like Keating's with the blood. It's on Van Meter's back, so they have a break. 1:33 to go, second period. Keating leads Van Meter 2-0. Van Meter on bottom here to start the second period. No change in the score here between Spitak and Rosvet, although Rosvet goes in on a shot. Spitak counters and takes him down at the end of the mat. Charlie Spitak with the takedown, 30 seconds to go, first period. And he's up 2-0 as they come off of the mat. Let's take a quick break. We're back with more of the Loop Conference Wrestling Tournament after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. with full-service locations in Doniphan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back at the Loop Flat Conference Wrestling Championships here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. The blood has been cleaned up in the Keating-Van Meter match. 53 seconds to go. They'll restart in the middle on a stalemate. 2-0 Keating with the lead. Over at 145 pounds, Charlie Svitak of Blue River got that late takedown in the first period. He still leads Rosevet of Adams Central 2-0. Rosevet takes bottom. And now with a quick reversal here, off of a restart, has tied it at 2. Rosevet gets the reversal with a minute 20 to go in the second period, 2-2 in the 145-pound final. In the 138-pound consolation, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central, a 1-0 lead over Kane Watovic in the third period, and they are neutral right now. Back over here at 138, we're going to get an escape for Van Meter. Van Meter gets the escape. It's 2-1. Keating leads 20 seconds to go in the second period. Van Meter in on a shot, but off the mat they'll come. Back over here is Svitak and Rosevet. 2-2. 50 seconds to go, second period, as the intensity level in the gym starts to pick up a little here. Again, Keating in on a shot, but this time Van Meter steps out. It looks like it's going to be 2-1 going to the third. Weak shot by Van Meter. Now we're on a tough shot at the end of the period. Out of bounds. Our official says no takedown for Keating. Van Meter went in. Keating slid by, but no. And that will be the end of the period. There is no time left on the clock. So it's Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic leading Eli Van Meter of Gibbon 2-1. Keating gets choice, and he will take down to start the third period. It's still 2-2 at 145 pounds. After Rosevet gets the reversal, he has been able to ride Svitak out here as they go to the third period. 2-2, your score, and Svitak will get choice. And he immediately takes down. He's ready to go. Back over here at 138 pounds. Two great matches going on here. 138 and 145. And in the consolation match, we've got a takedown here by Tyler Joseph of Adams Central late in the third period to tie Kane Watovic at 3-3, and now nearly got back points. In fact, a quick count will give him back points, and that's going to allow him, I think, to win this third-place medal as he'll go up 4-3. Now an escape over here by Svitak at 145. Right off the whistle, he's up 3-2 with a minute 30 to go and 145 pounds. Still 2-1 Keating over Van Meter at 138 pounds with 127 to go. A restart in the middle. Back over here at 145. In on a shot is Svitak, and he takes him down to his back. Right to his back. Near fall points being counted. Kicking and trying to get out of there is Cole Rosevet. A minute 10 to go here. And a pin. Charlie Svitak of Wood River in 4 minutes and 51 seconds is able to defeat the senior Cole Rosevet of Adams Central and get the victory. Back over here at 138, Keating has gotten out bottom. 1 minute to go. Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic 3, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon 1. Van Meter needs the takedown. All kinds of coaching going on as the fans are on their feet. 152, Derek Linusky of Adams Central and Dusty Staub of Ord ready to do battle. That should be a good one. And off the mat they come as Keating goes in on a shot. At third place, Derek Lauder, Kearney Catholic, Joe Dine, and Donovan Trumbull. They have just taken the match. Matt in their third place match at 145. 35 seconds to go between Keating and Van Meter. They're at the top of the mat, locked up here. Looking for an arm is Van Meter, and they come off the mat. Keating would have got the better of that shot. It is 3-1, Keating, 27 seconds to go. State championships, state medals, conference medals over there. Lauder throws Dine into his back in a surprise here in the third place match. Stall warning has been issued on Keating of Kearney Catholic. Lauder's going to get the pin here in the consolation. Keating's in on a shot with 9 seconds and out of bounds they come. 9 seconds, Van Meter needs the takedown. Off the whistle, trying to throw the head by. Goes in on a risky takedown, loses it. Keating gets the takedown, and off the mat they come. Van Meter had to gamble, and Keating is able to get the takedown, and he's going to win this with 2 seconds to go. They reset. Keating cuts him, and that will be the end of the match. So the final score, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic 5, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon 2, Keating 27-2, Van Meter 17-3. Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic getting ready to take on Banuelos of Gibbon momentarily. We'll take a break and be right back with more of the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament.
Solid Welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Cairo, and Wood River.
Back here at Gibbon, we are glad to be with you at the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Championships for the 15th consecutive year here on Classic Hits 98.9 as Thomas Conley starts his 170-pound match with a takedown over Banuelos of Gibbon. He finished second last year, did Banuelos at 182 pounds. Of course, Thomas Conley, the winner last year, he beat Echol of Gibbon in the final, so another Gibbon wrestler here. Also, Derek Ledesky is dominating his match with Dusty Staub. Ledesky a 7-0 lead over Staub of Ord as they are underway in the second period. Staub actually got the nod today as the number one seed, Ledesky the number two seed, and Ledesky last year lost to Eli Van Meter in the finals at 132. He is ranked third in Class B. Staub is ranked second in Class C at 24-3. Ledesky's 28-3. Here's an escape for Banuelos at 170 pounds. Now back over here, we have got Brady Stoner and Sam Folkers doing some damage. Stoner of Wood River up 11-3 over Folkers in the second period, has him on his back and in trouble. Folkers trying to get off his back, but he's down 11-3 with a minute 10 to go here in the second period. In our championship match, Conley is now on bottom here, leading 2-1. I apologize, I missed what happened, or if that's the start of the second period because we cannot see the clock. But it is going to be an escape by Conley, and he goes up 3-1. They actually say Banuelos had the takedown, so that's what happened, and two near falls. So it is 5-2, and then now it's 5-5 with the escape and takedown. So we apologize for that, missing the flurry there at the 170-pound final. Back over at 152, they're nearing the end of the second period as Ledesky of Adams Central is riding out Staub of Ord, leading it by a score of 7-0. Still have Jack Berry of Adams Central, Cole Swoboda of Ord to wrestle 160, so you have not missed that. It just hasn't been called up yet. Conley and Banuelos, 5-5 now it looks like, as they get ready to finish off the first period. And back over here at the 152 consolation, Stoner of Wood River about ready to tech ball Folkers of Ravenna. It's 17-3 as they go to the final period. Now Conley in on a shot here for Kearney Catholic, and he'll get the takedown late in the second period. A lot of scoring. Conley 7, Banuelos 5. And that will be the end of the first period. Banuelos, though, got in on a shot against Conley and took him down. Now Conley gets choice to start second period, and he will be on bottom. Back over here at 152 pounds, Lenuski is going to get a reversal to go up 9-2 or 9-0 over Staub of Ord. So three mats going, Blue Platte Conference Championships here on Classic Hits. Back to reversal for Conley as they go off the whistle here in the second period. And now Thomas Conley is up by a score of 9-5 over Adrian Banuelos of Gibbon. Goes for the far arm. Trying to set up a far side cradle here is Conley. Banuelos rips the wrist away, though. Back over in the consolation match. Stoner's been trying for a pin the whole match and hasn't been able to finish it. Volker's bridges but can't finish, and finally the pin arrives. 3 minutes and 23 seconds. The time for the pin for Brady Stoner of Wood River. It is all Derek Lenuski in the championship at 152. He's up 9-0 with 45 seconds to go in the match. Now Banuelos gets an escape. At 170, Conley is up 9-6 midway through the second period. Coming up, we have got some big boys. Ord has three in the finals at 195, 220, and 285. And Cole Swoboda of Ord is now ready to take on Jack Berry of Adams Central. Ord had five in the finals, and the first one was Dusty Staub at 152, and he is going to lose here to Derek Lenuski, who's up 9-0 with 15 seconds to go, as Conley is in on another shot, and he's got the takedown here to go up 11-6 over Banuelos in the 170-pound final. Jack Berry in on a quick takedown here against Cole Swoboda, has him on his back 30 seconds in, trying to finish off a quick pin, and now a tip by Conley to get some near fall points against Banuelos, and he'll get the three near fall, and he'll go up 14-6 with about 10 seconds to go here in the second period. And it is a final over here at 152. Derek Lenuski of Adams Central, a 9-0 win over Dusty Staub of Ord. And as we say that, Ord drops the 160-pounder, a pin in 47 seconds for Jack Berry of Adams Central. So Adams Central beats Ord at 152 and at 160. We're ready to go to the third period here at 170. Banuelos of Gibbon chooses bottom. Conley of Kearney Catholic is up 14-6, going for another conference championship here at 170 pounds, just underway in the third period. 170-pound consolation, Gage Smidra of Ord, an 18-10 junior, will take on Connor Munger of Adams Central, a 12-12 senior. And we're underway in the 182-pound final. Kendall Overheide, a 14-5 freshman of Adams Central, against Jake Eckel, the 18-7 senior of Gibbon, and the freshman is in early on the takedown. 2-0, right off the whistle, the takedown for the freshman Overheide. Back over here, a reversal for Banuelos of Gibbon against Conley. He's trying to set up that far side cradle. He's down 14-8. He's got to put Conley on his back midway through the third period. And Munger will get the early takedown. In the consolation match, 1-0 over Speeder. Here's an escape for Conley. And also an escape for Jacob Eckel. So Overheide of Adams Central, 2-1 over Eckel. 1:10 to go first period. Back over here at the 170-pound championship match. Conley is now up 15-8. In on a shot right here by the scorer's table. And he is going to get credit for the two-point takedown. Given Coach John Bisbee didn't like that call. He's up to argue. And it is 17-8 now. Conley with about 40 seconds to go in the match. Back over 182. Overheide in on another takedown. He's up 4-1 over Eckel of Gibbon. 170 consolation. Munger has a 2-0 lead over Smidra in the third place match. Another escape over here for Jacob Eckel. So now he's down 4-2 with 30 seconds to go in the first period. And in on a double leg here is Eckel. Overheide counters with the head but can't finish, and Eckel's going to get the takedown. It's 4-4 with 15 seconds to go in the first period. They're going to come off the edge of the mat. And Thomas Conley about ready to finish up his championship here, and he finally turns Banuelos to his back in the final seconds. Will he get any near-fall points? Yes, he'll pick up two near-fall. And Conley cannot pin Banuelos. He ended up on his back at a moment, did Conley, but he ends up winning the match here. And I believe your final score is going to be 19-8. Again, we can't see the score clock on that one. We've got locked hands called over here at 182 pounds. And so that will be a technical point awarded to Oberheide of Adams Central, which will give him a 5-4 lead over Eckel of Gibbon at the end of the first period. We need to take a break here from some of our fine sponsors, so we'll do it and be back with more of the Loop Flat Conference Wrestling Championships after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brown's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brim's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Welcome back to Gibbon. Our continuing coverage of the Loop Flat Conference Wrestling Tournament. No change in our 182-pound final. When we left you, Oberheide of Adams Central had a 5-4 lead over Eckel of Gibbon, and Eckel has been able to ride him out throughout the first period, or second period so far, down to 45 seconds, but he's starting to lose some control on top, trying to scissor that leg and keep control here, reaching for the far arm. In consolation action, we have got Jacob Padra. Pardon me, Jacob Padridas of St. Paul, a 6-2 lead over Johnny Gomez of Donovan Trumbull, but now Gomez gets a big reversal and goes up 7-6 with some near fall points. Also, Gage Speedra of Ward has rallied to take a 6-2 lead starting the third period against Connor Munger of Adams Central. Now a tip over here, Eckel, he's going to get some back points on Oberheide, scoring from the top of the Gibbon fans, making some noise. 5 seconds to go in the second period. He's had him tipped. With the fireman's in there, and now two near fall. And back over here, the consolation. What a match between Padras and Gomez. And Padras of St. Paul gets the pin late in the second period to win it in a wild match that was 8-7 at the time. Near fall for Eckel in the championship at 182. We'll put him up 6-5. And now Eckel will choose bottom in the third, and Oberheide just cuts him, so it's 7-5, wrestlers on their feet for the whole third period, and it is Eckel of Gibbon 7, Oberheide of Adams Central 5 here in the third period. Gage Speedra aboard, a takedown against Munger of Adams Central, and he's got him on his back with 50 seconds to go in the final period. Speedra's going to end up winning that 170-pounder after falling behind 2-0 in the first period. Back over to the first place match at 182 pounds. It is going to be 7-5 still, and now Smidra looks like he's going to win by a pin over here in the consolation match in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. 182-pound consolation going on. And back to the championship. Eckel takes a shot at the edge of the mat, and he's going to get the takedown. So Eckel, who was down 5-4 after 1, now leads at 9-5. With a minute 16 to go in the third period, restart in the middle of the freshman Oberheide on bottom. He quickly swings those hips out, comes to his feet, but Eckel hangs onto the arm and swings him out of bounds with the takedown out of bounds to keep control. 110 to go. At 195, it is Chris Swoboda, 21-2 senior out of St. Paul, ranked third in the state and a defending conference champion, against Blake Bander, 16-3 senior out of Ward. The two have split their previous two innings, and they're scoreless through the first 30 seconds. At third place, Jason Felton of Ward and Ben Rickard of Wood River at 182 pounds. They will have a scoreless first period. Now back over here at 182, championship. Oberheide trying to get off bottom. Eckel trying to set up that far wing. And he's got control. Near tip here for Eckel. No count yet. And now we should start to see the count. There it is. Now we lose the count. Only a one count. But Eccles in complete control with 30 seconds to go and a 9-5 lead over Oberheide of Adams Central in the 182-pound final. Content to hang on where he's at right now. 15 seconds to go now. The back point's being counted. Got him enough for a two count. Now he's got himself enough for the three count. And Jacob Eckel is going to win it here as he loses contact 12-5. But time expires. And Jacob Eckel of Gibbon defeats Kendall Oberheide of Adams Central by a score of 12-5 to win the 182-pound championship. At 195, Chris Swoboda, a takedown, and Bander, a quick escape. And so it's 2-1 Swoboda with 30 seconds to go in the first period at the 195-pound final. Still no score between Rickard of Wood River and Felton of Ward in the second period of the third-place match at 182. Now we've got Alex Meyer of Adams Central and Austin Barg of Wood River, third-place match at 195 pounds. Looks like we've got some tired guys already in the 195-pound final, and we haven't made it out of the first period yet. Back over at the third-place match, Rickard of Wood River has put Felton of Ward on his back late in the second period, trying to get the pin. And the first period will come to an end at 195-pound final. Swoboda of Ward, Swoboda of St. Paul leading Bander of Ward 2-1. And a quick pin here for Wood River's Ben Rickard at the end of the second period. He will win by second period pin. We need to take a break, and we'll tell you that Swoboda of St. Paul has chosen bottom to start the second period with a 2-1 lead over Bander of Ward. We'll take a break and be right back.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates. Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. Too hot, too cold, you're uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish. Electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. In Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and St. Paul, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
Welcome back to High School Wrestling for the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. As we are rolling right through the championships, only about an hour of wrestling, and we are already up to the 195-pound final, where in the second period, Chris Swoboda of St. Paul chose bottom, got a reversal, Blake Bander of Ward got the escape, and so late here in the second period, they're in the neutral position, right in the center ring, Swoboda leads it 4-2. Third place match. At 195 pounds, it is 6-2 Alex Meyer of Adams Central leading Austin Barg of Wood River. And in the 220-pound consolation match, they go to the second period with Jose Brito of Wood River and Brady Husenfeld of Centura scoreless. And an escape there by Husenfeld will give him a 1-0 lead to start the second period. Now we're ready to start the third period of the 195-pound final. Vanderbord will take bottom. Swoboda leads it 4-2. Off the whistle, Swoboda quickly goes for an ankle pick. Now comes off that and gets the cradle hooked up, and he throws Vander to his back. Went to the far side ankle, came right back over to the cradle, but he didn't get any back points, and Vander rolls through. Swoboda still has control here and is on top 4-2. Is the only first-place match going on. Then it'll be Devin Kronk of Ord and Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central at 220. Clayton Lang of Ord, Aaron Bisbee of Gibbon at 285 pounds. Adams Central clinched the championship earlier. And right now, Wood River has a big lead over Ord, 17.5 points. But if Ord could win their final three finals here, they might have a chance. But they dropped their first two and didn't have a whole lot coming back through the consolation round. And now a pin by Brady Huesenfeld to take third place here at 220 pounds in the second period. So second period pin for Brady Huesenfeld. Centura picks up a third place medal at 195 in the third place match. Meyer of Adams Central has a 6-4 lead over Barg of Wood River to start the third period. Back with a minute to go in the 195 championship. Swoboda trying to ride out Vander through the third period. He's way high, trying to hold on to that cradle, but Bander's about ready to get out of it. He comes to his feet, and Swoboda just pushes him off the mat towards the top. And they'll reset with 49 seconds to go. Both wrestlers, though, look pretty winded, and both catching some coaching tips as Bander will be back on bottom. Heavyweight final or third place match. Colby Spees, Wood River, Ben Pfeiffer, Adams Central. Spees will get the first takedown. Right off the whistle here in the first period. Bander trying to stay off his back over here. Swoboda has him locked up here, trying to turn him. Bander trying to swivel the hips out with 35 seconds to go. Swoboda leads it 4-2. 30 seconds to go in the match at the 195-pound final. Swoboda trying to repeat as a conference champion. He's just longer than Blake Bander is, and he's using that height and that leg strength to keep driving through. Bander one more chance, comes to his feet, trying to rip the hands. Trying to circle. There's a stall warning issued on Swoboda, who breaks him back down to the mat. 10 seconds to go. Swoboda's going to hang on and win another conference championship. Back-to-back wins at 195 pounds for St. Paul's Chris Swoboda, winning it by a score of 4-2. We'll take a break and be back with the final two finals right after this on Classic Hits.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Zuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
As always, I want to thank the many fine sponsors, along with Jeff Montgomery, athletic director, and the crew here at Gibbon for their hospitality. We are at 220, where Devin Hernandez, Kronk of Ord, has taken Jesse Lincoln down, and now he has turned him over with 30 seconds to go in the first period. Lincoln a 25-6 junior. Hernandez Croc, 19-3 senior, ranked fourth in Class C and a defending conference champion. His teammate Clayton Lang, number one at 285, is locked up with number three Aaron Bisbee. Now, Aaron is the son of Coach John Bisbee, wrestled at Kearney High until this season. And now back over here, he's a 22-2 junior, Lang a 13-1 senior, defending state champion. In the consolation match, Colby Spees of Wood River has a 3-0 lead over Ben Pfeiffer of Adams Central early in the second period. And we have got Jesse Lincoln able to survive on his back over here. Doesn't get pinned, but Hernandez Cronk will get the near fall points. 5-0 as they go to the second period. Lincoln chooses bottom. Still no score between Lang and Bisbee over here in the heavyweight final. And in the heavyweight consolation, Spees and Wood River still a 3-0 lead over Pfeiffer of Adams Central mid-second. Lobisco Sports post-game report with coaches' interviews, final stats. If you missed any of it, we've had some really good matches here today. Adams Central's going to win it. It looks like Wood River will get second. Our heavyweights have no score in the first period. So now it comes down to the all-important flip of the disc. Gibbon wins it. They defer. And that will allow Lang to have his choice here to start the second period. He's got some headgear problems. And back over here at 220, Hernandez Croc from top has turned Lincoln of Adams Central on his back again. And he is moments away from a pin. Minute 20 to go. Second period. Lincoln was on his back for half the first period and now on his back again here in the second period, trying to shift off that back. Cronk trying to seal it up. Last year, Cronk won by a second period pin. He's trying to do it again. Tighter, tighter. A minute to go here in the second period. It's all but a formality now as Lincoln is just trying to keep that left shoulder off the mat. And back over here at heavyweight, Lang of Ord will choose bottom, and now the pin over here at 220. And another returning champion and repeating champion, Devin Hernandez Cronk, 2 minutes and 11 seconds, gets the pin. Here's the escape by Clayton Lang of Ord, and that will be huge if this thing goes to overtime because he scores first and gets that choice deep in overtime. Now Bisbee, how will they wrestle on their feet? There was no score in the first period, and this looks like it could be one of those classic heavyweights where each wrestler chooses bottom with their choice, gets escape, and you go 1-1 overtime. First takedown will probably win this, whether it's second period, third period, or overtime. Two matches remain here in the 2013 Luplat Conference Finals. I want to send our best wishes out to our partner and commentator, Larry Baker, who is under the weather. He would have to be under the weather to miss wrestling, and he is today. Everybody knows how the flu's been going around, so hopefully Bakes gets better, and we'll have him join us for conference coming up here in just a handful of weeks. Over in the consolation match, Colby Spees of Wood River has a 5-1 lead over Ben Pfeiffer of Adams Central as they get ready for the third period and a little blood time there. A minute to go in the second period in the heavyweight final, and not much is happening as expected. Both just trying to get in for a headlock and a throw, and that's what heavyweights tend to do when they dominate their competition, and then when they face each other, it's pretty tough. Bisbee puts his arm across Lang's throat here and tries to use that for leverage, but Lang gets out of it. Lang with an escape here in the second period has a 1-0 lead with 40 seconds to go, and now they break contact right in the center circle and reset. Bisbee just kind of waits for Lang to come in. Some winners earlier, Shilkey of Adams Central, Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic, Gilliland Adams Central, Hester and Westcote Wood River, Steetack Wood River, Keating, Kearney Catholic, Lanuski, Adams Central. If you're wondering how Westcote and Keating were both winners, Keating didn't make weight, had to go to 138. He beat Van Meter 5-2. Jack Berry of Adams Central, Thomas Conley, Kearney Catholic, Jacob Eckel, Gibbon, Chris Swoboda, St. Paul, Devin Cronk of Ord, your winners so far. And we are going to go to the third period at the heavyweight, 1-0 Lang, and there have been no warnings for stalling. So keep that in mind. Lang 1, Bisbee nothing. Bisbee, of course, will immediately take bottom here to start the third period. And Spees now goes up 7-1 in his consolation match at heavyweight over Pfeiffer of Adams Central. Spees, clearly the third best wrestler here, 27-5. And he had to wrestle in the heavyweight against Bisbee. Got beat by a pin in 4:26. Now we're ready to go. Third period heavyweight. And Bisbee needs to get off bottom to tie it. He immediately comes to his feet, ripping the wrist. Lang trying to find a way to take him down. The defending state champion does to his back. He throws Bisbee to his back on the edge of the mat. Bisbee tries to push off the mat. He will for the restart, but a takedown. Bisbee thought he was out of there, lost his balance. And now head coach John Bisbee wants to talk to the official at the scorer's table. I think he's feeling that maybe they were out of bounds on the takedown. And the official is going to say, well, it wasn't a takedown. He was just broken back down to the mat, to his back, and a near fall, and that most days would be enough. It is 3-0 Lang, so now Bisbee has to find a way to get off bottom and get a takedown. Slow off the whistle. Bisbee might be looking for a reversal. Now an ankle pick by Lang. And he's trying to turn Bisbee over again, and he does it. And the count is on for more near fall points, and Bisbee's in trouble. Lang has him locked up strong with a minute 25 to go in the match. Bisbee close to being pinned, trying to find an ankle, and there is the pin. And Clayton Lang, your state champion, wins another conference championship, and he does it in 4 minutes and 34 seconds over Aaron Bisbee of Gibbons. So we had really 4 highlighted finals here today. And Lanuski of Adams Central was the only number 2 seed to win. And back over here at the consolation, it looks like they finished things off at heavyweight. Colby Speeds of Wood River will win it. And the final score again on this, we can't see the scoreboard, but it looks like it is 7-2. And the 2013 Blue Platte Conference Wrestling Championships have come to an end in record time. It's not even 3 o'clock. There are years that we don't even have the finals started at this time. So we're going to go through and double-check all of our results. We'll be back with the Misco Sports post-game report. We'll talk to the coaches, including Adams Central's championship team. Dan Lanuski will join us, and we need to take a break. You're listening to High School Wrestling, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seeds, and we're back after this.
Farmers, when you're looking for new or used farm equipment, remember Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer. Oregon Trail Equipment is your source for new and used tractors, combines, planters, sprayers, skid steers, and lawn equipment. Need parts, service, or just some helpful advice? We'll take care of you. Search new and used inventory online at OregonTrailEquipment.com. Keep going and keep growing with Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer with 7 locations throughout central Nebraska and Marysville, Kansas.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Mayen, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Mayen, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Mayen, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back, everyone, to Gibbon. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of wrestlers and all sports throughout the state of Nebraska. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. We're going to talk to as many coaches as we can here. We're going to start with Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers. A quick rundown of the top 5 here for you. Adams Central does win it with a very impressive 221 points. Wood River, the runner-up, 158.5. Ford, the defending champion, third with 132. Kearney Catholic fourth with 107 and Gibbon fifth with 93. And Matt, you were just behind Gibbon last week at their own invite, but for the fans that don't know, they scored 6 places instead of the 4 places that you score here at the conference meet. I know that you were aiming for a top 4 finish and you finished 4.
Yeah, we kind of figured numbers wise that's probably, that would be a good finish for us. Figured 4th or 5th, and you know, we wrestled pretty good today, so we won a couple matches that got us into that spot.
Well, let's
had some help along the way, too, from some of the other teams.
Well, let's start with the kind of the eye-opener of the morning when Adam Keating didn't make weight.
Yeah, came in a little over half over, and missed it by a tenth. Joseph Felder, our normal 138-pounder, is out with the flu. We have actually three guys not wrestling today because of the flu and another one with a blown knee. So that allowed him the opportunity to go up and wrestle a tough weight class at 138. So that was a surprise. But he got four matches.
Yeah, and he takes on Eli Van Meter. And that, I mean, it was the most stacked. It was the most filled weight bracket here today. Talk about that final against Van Meter, who was a conference champion last year.
Yeah, we kind of knew that'd be a pretty entertaining match coming in. They hadn't seen each other before. And Eli's a really good athlete, good competitor, good wrestler. And those guys hung together pretty good. I thought Adam wrestled a nice match, so he scored on the edge, missed a couple on the edge, and he did a nice job.
Damon Rodriguez and Tom Roach, that was a matchup today of the guys that won 106 and 113 last year. And Damon, he seemed to be the aggressor, and it paid off.
Yeah, Damon's coming on pretty good. He's gotten that mentality of going out and attacking and just really gaining in confidence and just that attack mode. And I'm liking what I'm seeing from Damon right now, that's for sure. He's looking real good.
Your third champ today, as he's been most of the year, is Thomas Conley, although Banuelos, who was in the finals last year at a heavier weight, came back and he battled him until the third period.
Yeah, I think, you know, they obviously studied a few things from last week, too, with Thomas, but, you know, Thomas ended up majoring him, had a little scare there for a minute, but Thomas wrestled well. We just got to work on getting some angles on our feet. I think we're going a little too straight on some of these guys, and you know, these are big boys, so you never know what's going to happen when you head on with them. So
is that what gets Thomas in trouble? A couple times that he has been in a bad spot this year.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. Yeah, just not getting the angles that we need to have. He knows how to do it, and he's capable of it. It's just a matter of get a little more confidence with that and be a little more aware. We don't want him thinking too much because he's a great athlete and a good wrestler, but that's just what we got to fine-tune, I guess, down the stretch here. He hasn't had a lot of matches that have went the distance lately, so that's good for him. Hopefully we can get some tough competition here in the next couple weeks, but yeah, I don't know what we're going to see. So,
well, finally you had four of the finals. Alex Cantrell taking on a nice youngster in Shilkey. Take me through that match. He falls 3-0.
Yep, Alex had wrestled him twice before and split with him before, so we knew that was going to be a real tough match. He took Alex out of the match early, it seemed, and then he rode us, and he hasn't been able to do that before. We've been getting reversals on him and back points a lot of the times there, and Alex just didn't quite have the energy level that we need to have, but that's a good experience too, because now we know if he's wrestling with high energy, he's very, very good. If he's not, he's okay, but not great like he can be. So,
all right, Coach, we'll let you go, and we'll see you again at district time. Best of luck, buddy.
Thank you, Doug, and thanks to all the Kearney Catholic fans and students that made it here today. It's great to see the support. Thank you for your support.
You bet. Everybody looking good. Kearney Catholic Coach Matt Rogers joining us here on the Visco Sports postgame show. Darren Waddington of Wood River, Dan Lanusky of Adams Central. We'll chat with them here in just a moment. More after this on the Visco Sports postgame show from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
here to the Misco's post-game wrap-up of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, where Adams Central wins it. Wood River scores 161.5 points, and they finish in second place. And Coach Darren Waddington joins us here. And Coach, I know there were a couple of things that didn't go your way early on today, but the kids seem to rally pretty good and finish second here today. Your thoughts on the day?
Yeah, the kids wrestled for the most part pretty well, actually. I talked to the kids before the tournament. I knew going in we needed a lot of pins and bonus points, and for the most part we got those. There was a disappointing match here and there. You know, the one at 120 hurts. There's nobody here that hurts more than him right now. If you look at him walking around, he knows he let one slip away there. But, you know, we're 1-1 with that kid, so we'll probably see him at least once more before districts. As a team, they wrestle well. We were under the gun from the get-go. We came out of the seeding meeting. You know, we had 10 byes first round. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't hurt you too much if it's your number one seed, maybe, yeah, because he's probably going to win in the semis and go to the finals. But when it's a four seed, that hurts because you don't score any points for 2-3 rounds with that guy. And then when you catch a bye on the backside, you end up going 1-1, and a guy that gets, you know, third place is going to score maybe 7-8 points when typically you get another 7-8 in the full bracket. So that hurt us quite a bit. I don't know if we'd have had enough without those byes to beat them or not, but I think it had been a lot closer than it was.
You had three kids in the finals, and because Hester and Westcote are expected to win, and they look so strong. Svitak and Roosevelt from Adams Central, a couple of big boys for 145, and that was a pretty entertaining match.
Yeah, Charlie wrestled well. I got to give him credit on that, probably because I wasn't coaching that match. I don't know. Every time I looked down there, I thought about going down there, but Garfield's doing such a good job. I had a little heart-to-heart with Chuck the match before because he didn't look like Chuck, and apparently it worked. I haven't even had a chance to talk to him since, and he's been in the shower, so I got to go pat him on the back now because I kind of, to be honest with you, I told him to pull his head out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he needed to do, and apparently I woke him up, and he wrestled lights out there. That's a big one for him and us.
Really good match for him. He brings home the championship. And then Westcote and Hester. Hester really dominated his match. Westcote, that was a pretty close match until the third period. You wore the kid down, then just a lot of takedowns and cutting him and keep taking him down.
Yeah, you know, Jordan's a great kid, a hard-working kid. He's so tough on his feet when he chooses to be. And we're struggling. He's one of those kids that I can get in his ear and it motivates him. And so when he kind of got me riled up a little bit there and I got in his ear, I think that's what it takes to drive him. And so he can be so strong on his feet that I thought, all right, we'll just let him go and we'll mentally beat him first on his feet before we break him down. And he kind of got that done there towards the end. But like I told him, he's got to realize he can do that to every kid he wrestles, but we can't wait till the third period, you know. I mean, the reason we beat Keating last time, even though it was the last, second takedown, the reason we beat him is because we had offense earlier in the match. He kept him on his heels so he wasn't shooting on us, you know. And so he's just got to pull the trigger earlier.
Were you guys disappointed that you didn't get another shot at Keating today?
You know, I got to be 100% honest with you. Not one of us even gave it a second thought after we heard he didn't make weight. We were so focused on doing what we needed to do as a team. We really preach the team concept with these kids. And so individual matches, while they're important, we just don't pick those matches out. We talk to them as a group and tell them, hey, you guys got to wrestle for each other here, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, I remember Garfield saying, oh, Keating didn't make weight. And I was like, oh, yeah? And he's all, okay, whatever, we got to win. So, we'll see him enough down the road. So
you're going to the Cedar Valley invite and then the Loop City invite the last couple of meets of the year. What do you want to do now before districts?
Well, we just got to fine-tune things, little things like that. You know, like I told Jordan today, I can't be in here all the time. And so those are the little individual improvements I'm looking at. As a team, I think overall we're wrestling well. We're in good shape. I felt like in the third period we had more in the tank than everybody else, and that's what we strive to do. So I feel good as a team. We just got to work on some little individual tweaks. And usually this time of year is when we start looking at some of them possible district matchups and start kind of scouting those kids. And now we'll start breaking it down. Okay, here's what we need to work on because we're looking forward to some of those matches. And Greeley's going to be a tough meet this year. They brought in some good teams. Stanton's coming in there now, and GICC's in there now. I forget who else. They brought in about four or five more teams. Probably 16 teams, I think, and it's a pool format. So I'll probably get out there at midnight again. But that's all right. It's good wrestling. So
Well, we'll let you get out of here now. Congratulations on another plaque for the Wood River Eagles, and we'll see you again at district and state time.
All right, buddy. Thanks for covering the sport.
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
Darren Waddington, head coach of the Wood River Eagles, joining us here on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show. And we'll be back with more, including a recap of all the results in case you missed any, and a chat with Dan Lenusky, head coach of the conference champion Adams Central Patriots, after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
And welcome back to the Bisco Sports Postgame Show, coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you in part by Greg Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer. And again, Adams Central is back on top of the Lou Platt Conference, and we are pleased to be joined by head coach Dan Lenusky. And coach, I know you guys are always at the top, want to win it every year, but it didn't happen last year, but this year it does, and a pretty darn good performance. Your thoughts on the day?
Well, thank you. Orange just put together a good performance last year. So, this year we really play this thing up this week, and I even dressed a little bit funny on a couple of practices trying to get my kids motivated. You get to this time of the year, and there's a lot of kids that are ready for it to be over, and we try to play a few games, do some things, do anything we can to get motivated and excited for this. I really had some kids step up to the plate. I had a couple kids with losing records that came through and got thirds and fourths, and that's huge when it comes to team points.
Seven kids get in the finals today, and it starts right off at 106. A nice win there for Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew Schilke, he'd actually wrestled Alex Cantrell twice, and they'd split. So we talked about it. I tried to let it eat at him a little bit so that maybe he'd wrestle smarter and better. And he really wrestled tough. He wrestled a smart match. Alex Cantrell's a good wrestler, so he wrestled smart. Wrestled him on our feet well, and no complaints there.
120 pounds. There was one of the few upsets of the day where Erbelding got knocked out the top seed, so you didn't get a chance to see him in the finals. But Dylan did have a little bit of a battle from the Pozoza kid from St. Paul.
Dylan is a throw or be thrown, and he had a nice throw, stuck it tight. I don't think he's been three periods yet because he's either going to go to his back or he's going to throw the guy. And he's worked on some things to try and improve his footwork a little bit when he does make the throws. He caught him in a good throw and caught Goza and got the pin. So that was a great moment.
Did you expect Jack Berry to do what he did today, quickest pin of the finals?
Jack's a solid kid. He reminds me daily that he's a football player, not a wrestler. So I try to remind him how important it is to tackle correctly, and that's kind of what he does. And, he got to say he's just a physical kid. He wrestled well.
And then Derek, probably one of the few meets he's going to be in where he's not on the top line, and he really showed why he should have been on the top line today.
Staub had a beat a kid that beat us, so we had a little bit better percentage on record. But Derek has kind of been on fire lately, and even with his own teammates, he's just kind of wrestling, a little bit of possessed there, and it paid off today. He got a 9-0 victory there, and I was kind of surprised, but who knows, maybe Dusty stops sick a little bit or whatever. You got to really be on your game every week if you're going to keep rolling. Derek's, I think he's won 20 in a row now, so he's on a roll of his own and getting to the point where I'm getting sick of battling him. So I'm proud of all these guys.
Again, after this, you've always got your own invite. You are different than all the rest of the teams in the conference with the Class B district and being a Class B school. Give me your thoughts first on your invite and second on how your district, what you're looking at from your team.
Well, our invite brings in Wilbur, Claytonia, Ogallala, Holdridge, so, you know, some kids with some teams with some tough kids. And so you never know what to expect, and our guys got to keep going the way they're going, keep motivation in the practice room and stay healthy, stay away from the flu bug. You got to have a lot of things going for you. Our district, you know, it's tough. We got Aurora, Grand Island Northwest, Seward is tough. And so, you know, we're one of the smaller bees. I think a couple of these coaches remind us that we're so much bigger, but, you know, maybe bigger than Loup City, but by quite a bit. But the other ones, you know, we got 19 kids wrestling and they got 15, 16. So I like to think that there's coaching involved somehow.
I know you got some great assistants.
Yeah, it is my assistant. My hat's off to those guys. I just have to blow the whistle and tell them to go do things. I'm just proud of our whole team effort. Kids really wrestled well today.
Well, we'll congratulate you on another conference championship. We'll catch up with you again at the wrestling rally, and we'll see you in Omaha. Good luck.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Good. Dan Lanuski, head coach of the conference champion Adams Central Patriots. And we'll be back to give you the final results in case you missed any of it right after this on the Nisco Sports Postgame Show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Doug Duda back with you here at Gibbon. We've got a lot more to talk about here, the Loup Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament, but we want to hear from some more of our fine sponsors, so we'll do that. Be back with all the results right after this.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show as promised. In case you missed anything or you're just in your vehicle heading home, don't forget that the podcast is up right after our broadcast. If you want to go and listen to it and tell us how we did, we'd sure take any comments to help you help us out in our wrestling coverage. We want to remind you again that for most of these schools, we will talk to their coaches and see them again for our wrestling rally the Sunday after districts. Districts are Saturday. We have our wrestling rally Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Then, of course, live coverage of the state meet and all of the semifinals that Friday from Omaha are here on Classic Hits. We'll also be at the D3 district down in Cambridge. That is where we are headed on February the 9th, plus that same day coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. So we're keeping busy. Now let's take a look at the results from earlier today. In case you missed any of it, here are your medalists at 106 pounds. Your champion is Andrew Schilke of Adams Central, a 3-0 win over Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic. And then in the consolation match, it is third place to Arcadia Loop City's Wyatt Lane, a 9-2 win over Kalen Cumming, a freshman from Centura. At 113 pounds in the consolation match, it was Tommy Roth of Arcadia Loop City, a winner by pin in a minute 30 over Jake Rickert of Wood River. In the finals, it was a matchup of two young men that won here at the conference meet last year, and Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic, a winner by pin in 156 over Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull. At 120 pounds, third place went to Taylor Erpelding of Wood River. He was the top seed and got upset today by Dylan Pozoza, but Erpelding comes back through and defeats Tristan Stock of Donovan Trumbull by his pin in a minute and 29. And in the finals, it was Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central, a winner by pin in a minute 17 over Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul. At 126 pounds, third place goes to Quentin Rockefeller of Gibbon, an 8-0 major decision over Nick Lindblad of Adams Central. In the finals, it was Alex Hester of Wood River running his record to 32-0 with a 16-0 technical fall over Brandon Treffer, a freshman of Ravenna. At 132 pounds, it was Jordan Westcote of Wood River improving to 30-1 with a 16-6 major decision over David Gross, a freshman from St. Paul. Third place, it was Eric Rosebett of Adams Central, a 16-1 tech fall over Brennan Leach of Ord. At 138 pounds, this was the weight that had the most wrestlers in it today, and it was Tyler Joseph of Adams Central taking third with a 6-3 victory over Kane Watovic of Wood River. And in the final, Adam Keating, who wrestled at 132, was a tenth of a pound over, so he couldn't wrestle there. He bumps up to 138. And he denies Eli Van Meter back-to-back conference championships, beating Van Meter by a score of 5-1. At 145, third place goes to Kearney Catholic and Derek Lauder, a pin in 29 seconds. And he does that over Joe Dinan of Donovan Trumbull, who was the number two seed coming in. So Lauder takes third. And in the finals, Charlie Svitak of Wood River, a winner by pin in 451 over Cole Rosvet of Adams Central. We'll take a break and look at the rest of the results right after this from the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seed.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield. BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
And we are back here. This goes wrap-up show for the Black Conference Tournament. We gave you the results from the first half of the weight classes. Now let's take a look at the second half of the weight classes. At 152, third place is the opponent of Brady Stoner of Wood River by 10-325 over Sam Holson of Ravenna. And in the championship, the rest of the champ, and Linusky gets the win. Of course, Derek is playing that for the loss of Van Meter. Background. It was a third place finish for Jacob Adonis of St. Paul by 10-24. Johnny Gomez. And in the finals, Jack Perry is out of Temple. At 170 pounds, third place goes to the Chanticleer team. Goes to Alex Meyer of Adams Central. He can beat Wood River Austin Marg by a score of 9-4 and ends up with Cole Swoboda of St. Paul a 4-2 win over Blake Vander of Ord. At 220, third place goes to Brady Husenfeld of Centura. He wins by a pin in 2 minutes and 10 seconds over Jose Brito of Wood River. And in the finals, Devin Hernandez Cronk of Ord, a winner by pin in 3:11 over Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central. And finally, at heavyweight, third place today goes to Colby Spees of Wood River. He is 28-5. He wins at 7-2 over Adams Central's Ben Pfeiffer. And in the finals, number one Clayton Lang pins number three Aaron Bisbee with 4:45 gone in the match to bring home the championship. So all in all today, Damon Rodriguez repeats as a conference champion. Jordan Westcoat wins his third conference championship. Also today, Thomas Conley, Chris Swoboda, Devin Cronk, and Clayton Lang all repeat as Blue Platte Conference champions. We'll be back and give you the final team scores and wrap up after this.
Nobody complains when the temperature in your house is just right. Too hot, too cold, you're uncomfortable. What you need is Rheem Comfort. And Advanced Climate Control is Central Nebraska's Rheem heating and cooling dealer. Advanced Climate Control can do the job from start to finish, electrical and metal fabrication too. Ask Advanced Climate Control about Rheem's affordable and energy-efficient line of heating and cooling products, warranties, and tax credits. In Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and St. Paul, AdvancedClimateControl.com. Relax, it's Rheem.
We need power.
think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Your BP dealer in Given and Kearney is Clevinger Farm Products. We'd like to wish all the wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you charge at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And again, welcome back to high school wrestling and our coverage. Presenting sponsor for all of our high school wrestling as we get ready for more basketball. Kearney High is taking on Fremont at home tonight. 5:15 doubleheader on ESPN 14-16. Final speaking now here for the 2013 Duplat Conference Wrestling Tournament. And it does look like this. In 10th place, Loup City Arcadia with 25 points. In 9th, Ravenna with 33. 8th, Centura with 34. Donovan Trumbull was 7th with 45. St. Paul was 6th with 73. In the top 5, Gibbon, 5th, 93. Kearney Catholic, 4th, 107. Ord, the defending champion, will finish 3rd this year with 144 points. 2nd goes to Wood River with 161.5. And Adams Central is back on top after a two-year absence, and they win it with 221 points. So a little more balance last year with the scoring. Ord, I think, had right around 143 to win it. This year, a lot more than that. They scored 144, so it's just the balance of power and the depth here in the conference. But Adams Central wins it, followed by Wood River, Ord, and Kearney Catholic. And again, your individual champions, from 106 up, Andrew Schilke, Adams Central, Damon Rodriguez, Kearney Catholic, Dylan Gilliland, Adams Central, Alex Hester and Jordan Westcote, Wood River, Adam Keating, Kearney Catholic, Charlie Svitak, Wood River, Derek Lineski and Jack Berry, Adams Central, Thomas Conley, Kearney Catholic, Jacob Heck, Gibbon, Chris Pavone, St. Paul, Devin Conk, Blake Lang. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco, they'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for supporting high school wrestling and being a part of our wrestling here. The podcast is up almost immediately after we sign off the air at PlatteRiverPreps.com. There will also be photos up from today's action in the very near future as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is Doug Duda saying congratulations to Adams Central, the 2013 Blue Platte Conference champions.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.